good cheer. All right, we will now convene the December 9, 2014, City of Daytona Beach, Special Magistrate Proceedings for Rental Program Cases to order. I'll call the meeting to order. At the outset, I've reviewed the minutes of the November 11, 2014 meeting and have approved them and executed them. Do we have any announcements before we proceed with this morning's cases?
No.
Those representatives from the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying this morning. Please stand up and be sworn.
Solemnly swear affirm that the testimony you have provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All right, case number one, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated, 13 South Peninsula Drive. Is there anyone here for the respondent? Okay, not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
Good morning, Mr. Kelter. This case is before you for imposition of a fine. This is a triplex that's not licensed under the residential rental program of the city. As before, there hasn't really been any response from the respondent in this case. So he was cited. He was properly noticed. And so the staff is asking for $100 per day fine.
How much?
$100 per day fine to a maximum of $20,000. And if there's any other questions regarding the case, I would tend to the inspector, Jurgen Benz.
Just for my edification, if I understand it, failure to license means a lot more than just not having a license. It means they were given a laundry list of things to do to come into compliance that they failed to do.
This specific property was just cited for failure to license. We did not do an internal inspection of the property. We only do so when we get an application from the owner to do an inspection. So he was cited solely for not having a rental license on the property.
Okay, and I can fine him $100 per day for not having a license?
Yes, sir. Under the ordinance so cited, that's the section 26 of our code of ordinances. I mean, article 26 of our code of ordinances.
Very good. Not hearing from the respondent, based on the city attorney's presentation and our inspector's report, I will order the respondent to pay the sum of $100 per day, commencing. December 4, and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $20,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 2, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated, 21 South Peninsula Drive. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Mr. Calja, this case is before you for imposition of a fine also. This is a single-family home that's a rental. As with the other case, there's no response from the or no action from the respondent. And in a similar situation, it's one where the respondent was noticed, has not even elected to apply for the license, which would trigger the inspection. And so at this time, the staff is requesting $100 per day to a maximum of $15,000. And if there's any other questions, Mr. Benz is available for your.
Again, respondent having failed to appear, based on the presentation by the city attorney, I will order the respondent to pay the sum of $100 per day commencing December 4, 2014. And continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 3, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated, 319 North Hollywood. Is there anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Mr. Vicalja, this is a similar circumstances above, single-family home that is a rental home. Does not have a residential rental property license. The owner was noticed and has not applied or taken any further action. It's here for imposition of a fine. The staff is requesting $100 per day fine to a maximum of $15,000. And again, Mr. Bentz is the inspector, and he's available if you have any questions.
All right. Once again, the respondent having failed to appear based on the presentation by the city attorney, I'm fining the respondent the sum of $100 per day commencing December 4, 2014, to continue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine reaches the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 4, Paul and Beatrice Zavitsky.
No.
Good morning.
Can you please state your name?
Paul Zavitsky.
Can you raise your right hand, please, sir? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have provided, the truth, the whole truth, and
nothing but the truth? I do. All right, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine. I see a list of matters that were to have been attended to, so let me ask the city, what's the status of compliance or what effort has been made today?
As you said, Mr. Vicalja, this is here for imposition of a fine. Mr. Bentz is, Jurgen Bentz is the inspector in the case, and I will tender him to give you the facts of the current status.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Vicalja, Jurgen Bentz, Rental Inspector, City of Daytona Beach. Mr. Zavitsky has been working on a property. He was initially cited for 11 violations. He has repaired most of them except for 4, which are the areas of wood rot along the exterior of the building, the areas of peeling paint, installing smoke detectors, and addressing him not having a rental license. Mr. Zavitsky has been working on the property on a regular basis, maybe not at the speed we would like, but he is working on it on a regular basis, and we're requesting an amended order of noncompliance to allow him until the next cutoff date to come into compliance, which I believe is January 7th.
Okay, what say Mr. Zavitsky?
I appeared before you 2 months ago thinking I could get this all done in 2 months. Most of the work to be done now is painting and repair, and we had 22 days of rain in the past 30 days. A lot of painting could not get done. I'm asking for 2 more months because of the holiday coming up and the possibility of more rain. I think I can get it completed in 2 months. I do have the smoke detectors done. There's the problem now is strictly paint and the replacement of one exterior door, which is purchased.
Did the city want to be heard on Mr. Zavitsky's request to be extended to February 4th?
The city is we're okay with that. We'll extend our noncompliance order request till February then.
Very good. All right, then I will order that our current order of noncompliance be amended to allow Mr. Zavitsky until February 4, 2015 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, good luck, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I believe that concludes the rental case agenda. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought up with regard to the matter of rental cases?
No, sir. Excuse me. No, sir. No miscellaneous business.
All right. In that case, we're adjourned.